Am I early? Too early? Let's roll.
He was talking about how special teams, especially the coverage units, is very much about attitude. Is that fair?
Well, yeah, I think it's more than fair, because I think once you're at a certain level, you have to have ability, obviously, to get to this level. You have to have a certain qualifications, obviously, to play in this league physically. And then mentally, you know, once you're in, I think attitude, once you're in, is, you know, everything, you know, offense, defense. I think particularly special teams. I've mentioned this before. There's a lot of obstacles to overcome in having the incentive to play in that area. And it really takes a tough young scrapper and a really competitive guy, a really team guy, to play well. That's not the reason. I don't think that's the reason we're playing poorly. I think, you know, there have been some missteps in training these guys, maybe some missteps in motivating them. But definitely your mental talent, your mental toughness attributes to most of your success in this deal.
No matter what, offense, defense, or special teams.
Bobby, what can you say about the kick return coverage against New York?
Well, it was, you know, obviously it was very poor. And, you know, it looked poorly conceived. It looked poorly coached. Looked poorly executed. And, you know, I'm responsible for all of those. So I've got to draw on every and all resources that I have as a coach and put them into play and resurrect us from these ashes.
Cole Anderson and Key Jordan to the next guys after that?
Well, certainly those guys are good players, and they make most of our plays. But, no, there should not be. No, there should not be. That's those guys are obviously, if they're dressing, they're going to be on those units. They would replace at least two players. But that's not the reason we did poorly. Like I said, I think in that instance, we were poorly prepared. And I got to take responsibility for it. And I owe it to the team to do a better job.
Bobby, you've been successful for a long time with similar schemes. Is it individual breakdown? I mean, your schemes haven't changed, have they?
Not really, no. And the kickoff scheme is, you can trick them and you can fool them some. But pretty much where I say I needed to do a better job is more a reflection, not of just Wednesday, Thursday, Friday's practice, and then Saturday's review, is more more long-term, you know. No matter what scheme you use, really, it ultimately comes down to when the bell rings, one guy comes out of one corner and one guy comes out of the other corner, and the guy that's more prepared and more technically savvy is going to win. And, I don't think, you know, if we would have kicked it a little bit more left or we would have kicked it a little more right, all of those give you a greater probability. You know, should we have looped this guy or should we? They give you a greater probability. At times, those things don't always work either. But I think just the preparation and the long-term preparation,
misjudged some things
and need to do a better job in preparing the guys on how to whoop a guy when the bell rings.
To the game that the Giants thought that was an area they could exploit based on what they said after the game. For you going into the game, were there concerns about the coverage unit?
Well, I go into every game, whether we're playing good or not, concerned about making sure we get everything done. So up until the game's over, I'm talking to the guys or doing whatever we can do to help make them better. So I'm always concerned. I wasn't any more concerned about the Giants than I was against Cleveland or I was against anybody else. Although I will say that the Giants are very good in that area and very good in a lot of areas. But so is Cribs. So, you know, everybody else we play. So any more concerned, you know, last week than this week, it kind of a always generally concerned and always trying to max out regardless of who the opponent is.
Yeah, Andy said that you guys spoke on Monday. Mm-hmm. What was the tone of that conversation?
The tone of it? You want to know if he was pissed off or not? No, we looked at the best way to, you know, maximize our play. And, I mean, he could have been. Maybe he should have been. But, you know, he's just, you know, he's trying to find the best way for us to play football. He doesn't have any pet areas. So whatever he could do as a head coach to help the situation, no, I mean, and if, you know, would he have a right to be ticked off at the way we played? Absolutely. And probably was, but the tone or whatever was not anything but a conversation on in what way can we improve and then fill in the blank.
Are you okay with Henry's hang time and distance? He's only got 4 touchbacks so far.
Yeah, I think again, last week in particular, I probably didn't do the right thing in training him. He was off a little bit with his steps. He didn't do as many full-length kickoffs as he normally does. Now, he still gets delegated the responsibility to go kick the ball well. So he's not getting the pass on this, per se. But we did so much. We did so many field goals last week because we had a new snapper. We had a new holder. I really wanted his leg to be as spry as it could be for game day. So we cut back a little bit on his steps, on his kickoffs. And I think it's like anything else. I mean, you know, guy's a free throw shooter. He still practices a lot of free throws. You got to do those things over and over. And that's a miscalculation on my part.
Another week of Demaryius Johnson returning punts?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You did better returning
punts? I thought he did a great job last week. We got 2 touchbacks. That guy usually doesn't have any touchbacks. He got one that he caught at the 7. He could have fair caught it, but he got it to the 10. So, you know, and then the other one was shanked. I mean, you know, I don't know what else he could have done better than that. I guess he could have broke the one that he caught at the 7 for more yardage. But, you know, getting us out past the 7, anytime you do it, you know, if you catch it at the 7, I know I told you he should catch it at the 8, but if you can catch it at the 8 and get an 8-yard return, you've increased your field percentage by 100%. Those aren't just cooked numbers. I mean, you start at the 8, you start at the 16. So he's got the opportunity to try to get us out of there. Next question.
You lose 4 yards if he's to lose 5
yards. Yeah. Well, he could have lost. Well, yeah, that, yeah. Would I rather it at the 20? Are you saying you think the one he caught at the 7 would have been a touchback?
I got to look at that one again.
Yeah, look at it. I think you would. And he fair caught.
That was the right one. I thought he fair caught.
Yeah. I guess that one could be debatable in a court of law. Maybe you could win that one if you could come up with enough evidence of the flight, the way the nose would hit the ground, and the fact that that guy generally doesn't kick touchbacks when the ball hits the ground. I might be able to win that one, by the way. Next question. Starting to sound like Drew. Please. No, he's a good guy. I get along with him great.
Punts. It seemed like, was that just like a rhythm thing with him? It seemed awful slow getting them off. One of them almost got blocked.
Well, the reason it almost got blocked, one of our guys, it's a very good punt protection guy, very good. In fact, I think the way he plays his position, he plays it better than anybody in the league. Really did not do a good job of securing that block. And there were a couple of pressures. And I think he could get it out faster, for sure. He could definitely get that out faster. But I think the pressure that you saw, and there was pressure, was more the direct result of not solidly blocking a guy and not using the proper body position and strike than it was on Matt.
What's it about Bowden in preseason?
Well, you know, he's a tough young scrapper. I mean, he's, you know, he looks like one of those guys in Rocky III, you know, where Rocky comes in all Dapper Dan and he looks over the guy and the guys drop their gloves from punching the bag, stripped down, ready to go, ready to rumble. He's kind of got that attitude. And it's always good to have a tough young scrapper on the roster. And I think he is that. And I think, you know, our personnel department does a good job. They're on top of everything, and they thought he was the best guy available. And we liked him. I liked him. So I think it'll parlay into some good plays for us.
Make of Brohl getting released. Do you think that's to send a message, or what do you make of it?
You know, everybody, you don't want too much security in this particular profession. At least from my vantage point, too much security really hinders your ability to improve. So no one should have a whole lot of security. And everybody is graded and judged from week to week. And every decision that's made, you know, is made to improve the football team. And, I think as an organization, we felt that we had a guy that we released, in hindsight, would play better ball than a guy we kept. So I think that was the reason. If Coach had a reason other than that, I'm unaware of it.
Their topic in Philadelphia this week has been icing the kicker. From a special teams coordinator perspective, what do you think of that of that tactic, and have you found it to be effective?
Icing the kicker is like trick plays or fakes. You're brilliant if they work, and you're something else if they don't. That's all I can say. I mean, that's my experience. You know, did you think the onside kick by the Saints was a good move? A brilliant move. If it didn't work, similar situation, similar. That's one of those where, you know, a coach is in a tough spot. Because if the kid made it, everybody's attitude about icing a kicker would have been different than if he made that first. Before that, you don't know. I mean, only one person knows that one. So you can't, I mean, you could criticize it, I guess, you know. Depends on how you look at that. I don't know how you criticize that one. I think it's a good call. I think it's been used because, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But you don't know before.
Any personnel changes on any of the units, bringing in maybe more starters to play on special teams, anything like that?
You know, the thing with starters playing on there, and I'll reiterate this, I'll repeat this, the head coach really has no pet area. I mean, he has to win the game, and it doesn't matter how you do it. So the best way to win the game is to utilize the talent you have to the utmost of their ability. I'll give you an example. We had Dominique Rogers Cromartie playing on the punt return team, and he does a very good job. We replaced him on that unit not because of anything except generally the guys he covers, he's got to run a bunch of nine routes over and over and over again. When he comes into that play, he's usually depleted enough that a fresher, Brandon Boykin, or Curtis, could, with the tenacity and the vigor and everything, could do actually a better job, even though Dominique's a better player. We do have starters playing. Again, that could always be questioned. Should you use more? Should you? Whatever makes the football team better is what the head coach does. And I'm all on board with that. I'm 1,000% on board. Might be the greatest quality I have, that if I've been trained for, I wasn't always like this, but to look through the eyes of the head coach and the decisions he makes, because he has no pet area. And I think he's doing the right thing, however we get the decision. At least I'm always leaving. I may have a difference of opinion, but I'm always leaving. That's best for our football team. That's it. And I think he's cut the pie properly. All right, thanks, fellas.